me, Whiteside. Lay off. I know what a devil you can be. I've seen you do it to other people, but don't you dare try to do it to me. Don't drug yourself into the idea that all you're thinking of is my happiness. Oh, boy, you're thinking of yourself a little bit, too, and all those months of breaking in someone new. I've seen you in a passion before when your life has been disrupted, because you couldn't dine in Calcutta on July 12th with Boo Boo. Well, that's just too bad, but there it is. I'm going to marry Bert if he'll have me. And don't you try any of your tricks. I'm on to every one of them. That's my message to you, Big Lord Fauntleroy.
Transatlantic call. Hello, transatlantic operator. I'd like to place a call to Miss Lorraine Sheldon. S-H-E-L-D-O-N. Yes, you know the Da Vinci sailed day before yesterday. Will it take long? All right, my name is Whiteside. Thank you.
Good evening, John. Good evening, Dr. Bradley. Well, good evening, Mr. Whiteside.
Oh, wait, Doctor, I'm very busy.
Now, what could be the best news I could possibly bring you?
You have dum-dum fever?
No. You are perfectly well. You can get up and walk now.
What do you mean?
Well, I was looking at those x-rays again this afternoon, and you know what? I believe in old Miss Moffat's x-rays. You're perfectly well. You can get up and walk now.
Lower your voice, will you?
What's the matter? Aren't you?
Delighted, naturally. There's a very curious bit of news, however. It comes at a very unexpected moment. Doctor, I've got some good news for you, too. I've been reading your book, 30 Years, what is it?
An Ohio Doctor, yes?
Yes. I consider it very close to being one of the greatest literary contributions of our time.
Mr. Whiteside.
So strongly do I feel about this book, Doctor. That I'm willing to make a proposition. Just here and there, the book is a little rough, a little uneven. And I propose to stay in Miscellany and work on it with you.
Mr. Whiteside, I'd be so terribly honored.
There's only one problem, though. If my sponsors and my lecture bureau were to find that I am well, they would insist on my fulfilling my contracts, thereby forcing me to leave Miscellany.
I see.
So we mustn't tell anyone at all that I am well.
Not a soul.
Not anyone at all, not even Miss Cutler.
Not even my wife. Mr. Whiteside, when do we start work on a book? Tonight? I've only got one patient who's dying, and then I'll be perfectly free.
Tomorrow morning, Doctor.
Tomorrow morning it is.
Very proud.
Thank you, Mr. Whiteside. Yeah. You made me so proud.
So proud, yes, Doctor. Proud. Oh, dear God. Yes, put me through. Is this my lotus blossom? How are you, Lorraine? No, I'm fine. Yes, yeah, still out here. Lorraine, when do you land in New York? Tuesday. Well, Lorraine, listen. I've just discovered the most enchanting play with the most wonderful part in it for you. You're on stage every minute. Ingrid Bergman would give her eye teeth to play it. But I think I can get it for you. No, the author is a young newspaper man in town. Of course, he wants Ingrid, but I think I can swing it for you if you get out here and arrive. Yes. No, Lorraine, he's young and very attractive and just your dish, my dear. That's right. So just get on a train and come right out and spend Christmas with Sherry. And look, don't send me any messages. Just get on a train and arrive. Yes, Lorraine. Good evening, Miss Preen. God, you're looking radiant this evening. Sit down and stay a while.
Sherry, I'm sorry for what I said before. I guess I was a little unjust.
Oh, that's all right, Maggie. We all lose our tempers every now and then.
I promised to go out with Bert tonight, but we'll come back and play bridge with you instead, okay?
Fine, that'll give me a chance to get something back from that miserable money changer.
Goodbye, Sherry, dear.
Goodbye, Maggie. Oh, I's dust away to wabbit in the sunshine. I's dust away to wabbit in the rain. I live on the sunshine.